It's eat, drink, talk.
Yum, yummy.
The wine is uncorked, the bourbon neat, the apps are on the table.
Yum,
and here comes the main
yum,
course.
Yummy.
All right. Here we are, Carolyn McLean and Rick Redding, and the first relaunched, refreshed Eat, Drink, Talk podcast. Hi, Rick.
Cooler than ever before, I think. We've been waiting a long time to do this, and I'm very happy the day is finally here.
I am, too. We've had some fun on the Rusty Satellite Show, and now here we are with our own gig.
I know. Look at our cool Twitter page. If you go to Eat, Drink, Talk, Lou, Twitter, at Eat, Drink, Talk, Lou, there's a cool image of Carolyn and I. And all we're going to talk about.
With your cynical face.
That's right. I don't know. You get one picture and it's 5 years old and I keep thinking, well, my hair's not that color anymore.
Well, maybe we should shoot some new photos.
Maybe,
what do you think about that?
Maybe that would be a thing to do.
Okay.
Let's get together with Bill Brimer tomorrow and shoot new photos.
I'm all for it.
That's a good idea. And we also have done a lot of work on our website, eatdrinktalk.net. Which is very cool. A lot of cool stuff on there, including a calendar that I just worked on this morning.
Events?
Calendar of events.
Yeah, so the happenings portion of Eat, Drink, Talk.
We're all about events and things going on in town.
Right.
Because we like to go to those things.
We do. I'm a social butterfly. I go and go. Yeah, you have to take my batteries
everybody's
out.
Everybody that listens to this will get to enjoy that banter you usually have. I used to work in an office. You used to work in an office. But now we're on our own. And we come in on Monday and you say, well, what'd you do this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to hear. And I want to hear the authentic version, not the BS version of, you know what I mean?
When we answer that question, there will be no, we worked around the yard at the house and... took the dog for a walk. None of that.
No, it'll be a funny story about taking the dog for a walk and cleaning up the dog.
No, it'll be about going to a restaurant or a cool event like,
there are things that happen at home that I wouldn't be shy about, you know.
Well, you can make fun
revealing.
Of your husband because he does it on his show.
Oh, yeah. He's Lachlan. Getting it back tenfold because he's talked about me and our tomfoolery for the last decade on his radio show. So now I'm going to get him back.
Well, we don't want to depress him anymore after his Achilles injury, which I've had one of.
Yeah.
And I know it's not going to be pleasant. Sorry, Locke. You're in for a long road.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know yet. So the jury's still out on the outcome of the torn Achilles.
Yeah. Well, you know those stories in sports when you hear a guy that's 20 years old tore his Achilles and he's back like in 2 weeks. Well, that doesn't happen when you're in your 40s.
Yeah. And they also, most of those athletes, you know, they're in surgery like right away, you know, and they have all the physical therapists getting them back up on their feet. So
they got professionals and all that.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's talk just for a second because this is our introduction, but what this show is going to be about.
Sure.
And it's fun. We hope to do it for a long time. You know, Rusty Satellite's up to show number 248.
I know.
Let's make it that long.
So you're a seasoned podcaster.
I've done it a while.
You've done it a while, and I'm a former broadcast journalist from an affiliate in Louisville, Kentucky. And
Wave TV.
Yep, I was on Wave a number of years, and now I'm a public relations specialist. And so I've been on both sides of this microphone.
So you only got to be a little careful about what you say on here. I kind of don't have to be careful at all.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, most of my clients are outside of the Louisville, Kentucky arena. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure they all will be listening to Eat, Drink, Talk every week to hear what you did and where you went. Where did you go this weekend?
Where am I going this weekend or
last
where
weekend?
Did I?
What did you do?
Well, it was Easter.
Yeah.
So, what did I do? I went to Rose Acre Farms in Seymour, Indiana with one of my daughters and held a lot of chickies and bunnies and saw some sheep and did an Easter egg hunt. And it was, you know what? I loved the fresh air. I love fresh air. And we were it was nothing but country fresh air.
Well,
so it was great.
There you go. The weather around here is going to change. Spring is coming and we'll get out a lot, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
The highlight of my weekend
was...
Skystar Wheel.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You were in the gondola.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Okay,
but,
sure.
I rode up on Saturday night in the Skystar Wheel down in Waterfront Park. And
I saw it going, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw it.
You
know,
can't miss it.
Operating.
the million LED lights. The guy that ran it was on my Rusty Satellite Show last week and told me all the details, all the fascinating numbers about how you run an operation like that. It's cool. And then to go and do it, it was pretty cool. So that's the kind of thing we'll do on this show every week. We're going to do this every week.
Yes, I know. A 30-minute weekly podcast that drops on Tuesdays.
So we don't run out of time, let's go ahead and get on with this show.
Yeah.
You came up with our great guest. Why don't you tell us about
it? I was excited because I'm a Derby girl, you know, and I said, let's get Executive Chef David Danielson on the show because when we launch the show, Derby will be right around the corner. And let's get him on the show before he gets so busy he can't get in the studio, and he brings it. He's a character.
He's the guy. He's the mover and shaker over there. And it was great to talk to him. I had him as a guest on Eat, Drink, Talk back in the previous iteration when he was getting ready for Thanksgiving. And now they got a great book.
Yep.
That's really cool. And there's a lot going on at Churchill Downs. I'm sure we're going to be talking
menu.
About that.
Yes.
As the Derby gets closer. It's something like 6 weeks away, something like that.
Seven. Right around seven.
So. That's going to happen,
yeah.
And we're going to be right along with you, telling you all the cool stuff to do and see and experience some of it ourselves, I guess. But now, we had this great interview with Dave, and let's listen to it.
Let's go.
Rick Redding has his ear to the ground on Louisville news, issues, and media. Get a new episode every Thursday at Louisville.am.
Welcome back to Eat, Drink, Talk. This is co-host Carolyn McLean and Rick Redding, and our very special and first guest, Executive Chef David Danielson from Churchill Downs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Great to have you in here, David. I will just say that you're responsible for a couple of the finest culinary experiences I've ever had.
Well, thank you.
Over there at Mesa when you did that big show in southern Indiana. It was just a tremendous evening.
Well, great. Yeah, we had a lot of fun opening that new property and project up, and it's really a lot of fun.
We are, Rick, 7 weeks away from the legendary Kentucky Derby. Can you believe that? You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Is Chef ready for that?
I'm trying to get ready. I've got an army of people working pretty much around the clock, and construction workers trying to put the finishing touches on some big projects, but we're getting closer every day.
Well, it's timely that you're here because you just announced the menu for the Run for the Roses. What is on that menu?
Absolutely. The new menu just came out last week. You know, it's one of the best times for us getting ready for Derby, and every year we announce the new menu. One of the things people don't really know is we change the menu completely every year over year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we had a couple new things. You know, every year it's a new menu, but one of the things that transpired this year was we just started a new partnership with Woodford Reserve, our friends at Brown-Forman. So we've introduced some Woodford into the equation.
Yeah.
You know, we've always kind of kept it close to Kentucky. We've historically paired with a lot of local farms. But we continue to keep tying it closer and closer into a lot of local initiatives and local ingredients.
So a lot of bourbon-infused items on that menu.
Yeah, some fun different things. We've used it in some of the desserts. We've used it in some of the sauces. We've got it in some of the different dressings. We've got, roasted sweet potato salad with some charred pecans. A maple bourbon reduction is one of our salads.
Mm.
We've got a little shaved collard green salad one day that we're doing that's got a little bit in there. We've got some braised pork loin that's got a little bit of mustard and bourbon in it.
I'm salivating.
So we've got it in a couple different spots. We keep trying to plug it in there.
I saw something on the menu. It was like crackling something, something crackling.
We do. We've got in the afternoon snacks, we're doing some pimento cheese, and we've got some cracklings, homemade chicharron, you know, pork rind cracklings we fry fresh. We serve those along our homemade pimento cheese.
I've always wondered, Rick, because we were talking about this. So they have to feed 160,000 people on that day. You must have a huge culinary team to pull that off.
Yeah, we've got we've got about 4,000 food and beverage employees, about 800 in the back of the house between culinarians and food runners and dishwashers and, you know, everybody that kind of goes along with that. So we've got our normal staff. We've got about four or five culinary schools across the country that we work with. We've got about 50 plus other chefs we bring in from around the country. Mm-hmm. And it's literally an army of people that we bring in to get it done.
That's amazing. And you were talking about the bourbon. I guess it's true that there's no food that can't be improved with a little bourbon.
No, absolutely. At the end of the day, too.
Except maybe I was yeah. interested when I talked to you before. I was really interested in the fact that you oversee the entire thing, not just the fancy schmancy stuff up top, but like the hot dogs.
Right. You everything.
Know, how many hot dogs are sold on Derby Day?
Oh, man. You know, it's probably. Oh, 30, you know, I got that number written down somewhere, but it's like 30 to 40,000.
Wow.
You know, we've got, yeah, my team oversees everything from, it's 160,000 plus people on Derby, 120,000 on Oaks. We do everything from the concessions up through the premium areas, Millionaires Row, Turf Club, that. We've got about 22 to 24,000 people in the premium. Then everybody else kind of falls into that whole concessions area. Mm. And we bring in some third-party vendors and some people that help us out with that as well. So
I've always wondered, where are you when the race actually takes place? Do you actually get to see the Derby?
I do, actually.
Do you? Where do you watch it from?
You know, after you work that long, I've got to take a little bit of break. And
yeah.
I've got to see the magic. So I take myself and my crew, and we go up to one of the rooftops. And we head up there about 20 minutes or so before. We watch everybody sing My Old Kentucky Home. And then we watch the race. And then we get back down to our kitchens as fast as we can. But, yeah, every year, you know, we gather everybody up. We head up to one of the roofs. And we take a couple minutes and enjoy the day just like everybody else. Watch the greatest 2 minutes in sports, and then get back at it.
You've been at Churchill Downs since 2011, so is that moment still special?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's fun because every year, you know, it's a big buildup. Obviously, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of pressure, you know, just working up into it. You want everything to go great. And so it's a big buildup, a lot of hours. And it's really the one chance we get to kind of take a deep breath, take it all in and say, oh my gosh, you know, we made it, and take the day and look around and see everybody out there enjoying themselves. Everybody, this is what everybody came for. And, you know, we pick our horses and everybody chooses their winner. And, yeah. And you get to root for your horse just like everybody else.
I always think about, you know, the advertising slogan, you never forget your first. All right. So on the spot, the first Derby you attended, who won? I've got a list here. I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're cheating. Yeah, you put him on the spot.
I'm cheating, making it hard for you.
I could probably tell you what the menu was, but I'm not sure I could tell you who won. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna have
That was 11?
He stumped you.
Yeah, 2011.
11, Animal Kingdom.
There you
Animal
remember that
Kingdom.
One. That was fun.
Yeah.
You know, I should know that because my daughter picked it that year.
Yep.
And it was a long shot. I do remember that. Yeah. And it was a very big surprise. Well, let's talk about his book.
Yeah. I don't know how he had time to do this lovely book.
Not only are we putting the Derby together, but we've got a great new book coming out. It's called The Bourbon Country Cookbook. Myself and my good friend Tim Laird, Chief Entertaining Officer of Brown-Forman. We collaborated on this book. We've been working on it for about the last year and a half, a little bit more. Just kind of something that, you know, Tim and I had been talking about, and it came up, and we got Dan Dry, great, great photographer, everybody.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Knows him here in town, involved, and project really came together, and it's amazing, and it comes out right in time for Derby.
Yeah.
May 8th. I'm looking right here on Amazon, and you can get it for $29.95 on May the 8th. So
it'll be a little before that.
Okay. Yeah, you can probably get one around here like we're looking at one here. So
that would be a great memento for out-of-town folks to bring back home.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and it'll be available. We're also going to have it at Churchill. We actually, Thurby, we cooked a lot of the recipes on the chef tables and buffets out of the book.
Wow.
So, you know, it's always kind of one of the local days. So we've got a lot of local recipes in there. We really talk about some of the local farms, some of the local ingredients, some great local stories.
Yeah.
Not only about just the bourbon, but bourbon country and what that means. And there's some very classical, talking hot browns, talking burgoo, talking a lot of the things from the area. And so we wanted to incorporate those in. And so we're featuring a lot of old recipes that we've done at Derby.
Okay.
Millionaire's Rose. So that's all in the book.
You know, I have a just off the beaten path question, but Rick's like, what's she going to say? Have you ever had a huge fail from some a menu, like a main menu item or dish that you served that was just a fail?
No, I've had challenges. You know, I mean, here's the thing. You know, I've been doing this a long time. You know, before I was here at Churchill, I've been involved in the Olympics since going back 2008, Beijing.
You served at the Grammys.
Grammys, U.S. Open, PGA, you know, all types of events. And, you know, every event is different. Every event has their challenges. Over time, I've certainly learned certain things work better than others.
Yeah.
But one of the things about doing large events is, you know, understanding our capabilities, trying recipes, making sure they work, on large volumes. So we actually start planning the Derby pretty much as soon as that Derby's over. Start cooking in July and August for next year's. We start doing recipe testing, and we're trying new ingredients and trying different things that we've never done before.
Yeah.
We really run them through a large group of...
Like a sample audience?
Yeah. Well, we do lots of tastings, but then we also...
Carolyn's fishing for an invite to that. What's going on there?
We will always be your guinea pig, Rick
but
and I.
You know what? We also test dishes and hold dishes and look at, you know, hey,
how
is this going to work? Is this product going to work? Is this pasta going to hold? Is this going to happen?
Well, I think the fascinating aspect of all that is everything that you perfect and get down, you have to produce in mass volume. And in order to do that, you have to build relationships with farmers, suppliers, and, you know, there's a lot of farms around here people don't know that are supplying Churchill Downs with product.
A lot of farms. We work with probably 20-some farms. It changes a little bit every year. And not only farms, but cheese. You know, we work with some artisans who do cheese. We do local charcuterie. I've got two different people who are making us hams and different salumis and sorghum. And, you know, it kind of list goes on.
Well,
and on
what
and
about
on.
The obvious? Mint. Where does the mint come from?
Doe Inn and Doe Inn Farms, right
for
down
the
road.
For the mint julep, right down the road.
Yeah, that's right here. I think I've read a story about them.
Yeah, all local grown.
Yeah. I have one very final question.
Okay.
Before we let him get back to his kitchen and staff. What I'm always curious what a chef makes for himself. What did you have for
Last night was Easter, so you know, I had a ham and I had you know, very traditional Easter, but you know,
For breakfast. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
This morning I had yogurt, a banana, and an English muffin and a double espresso.
All right.
There you
that
go.
That sounds like my kind
That'll
of breakfast.
Work. All right, so as we wrap it up, the we want to tell you, there's going to be an event for the Bourbon Country Cookbook.
Yeah, it's coming up. The book signing is at the Fraser Museum. I believe it's Wednesday, the 24th or 25th.
Okay.
And then we're going to be doing, Tim and I will be doing book signings all around town. I know, you know, obviously leading up to Derby, but after Derby, we're planning on doing one out at Churchill. We're going to be at a lot of the local bookstores around town. So we will be posting it, Facebook, social media, a lot of different places. And we're excited about promoting that and just getting ready to have another amazing Derby here.
All right.
All right. Title, Bourbon Country Cookbook, New Southern Entertaining, David Danielson and Tim Laird.
All right. Well, David, thanks for being our first guest of the new iteration of Eat, Drink, Talk. It's been a lot of fun.
Come back.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. Comes out on Louisville.am.
All right, and a big thank you to Chef David Danielson for coming by our studio right here in St. Matthews. I'm here with Carolyn McLean.
Who's very hungry after hearing that.
I know it. It's time to eat.
Well,
we're going to talk about some more stuff that's going to make you hungry here in a second, but this is a part of Eat, Drink, Talk that we love to do every week. We keep up with what's going on in town and, you know, sort of give you our take on the news.
Yeah, hot topics, Louisville's culinary scene and spirits industry and all the fun stuff going on around town.
There you go. We should mention over at Churchill Downs, we were talking with Dave after the interview about all the construction going on over there.
Yeah.
They are going to finish on time.
They will. They always do, but not without biting your nails off.
But it won't be like a week in advance. It'll be a couple of hours in advance. But one last thing. The book, the Bourbon Country Cookbook, is available on Amazon right now. I don't think you can get it till May 8th that way. If you can't make it to one of Dave's personal appearances and get it signed and all that, you can order it right now on Amazon, which is a cool thing to do.
Hey, by the way, did he leave us a copy?
I'm looking here.
I think he took his
he did.
I took his excited about that.
Yeah. Well, he listens to this, he'll get the business on that. So anyway. All right, Carolyn. Well, this is a fun part of the show. What's going on in town in the news in restaurant and bar business? Well, one story I read in the news was about the Galt House.
The renovations.
$80 million worth.
Wow.
That's a few bucks.
That's a few bucks. Would they be doing that if they weren't competing with the new Omni and then the new restaurant at Marriott?
The new $300 million Omni.
That kind of puts you in a corner.
It puts you in a, we got to do something new. And that is it. Because even the Marriott, they opened their new porch restaurant right there on the corner that's I've heard good things about. And of course, all the stuff at the Omni is just, they're just packing them in.
So I am staying at the Omni tomorrow night.
Oh, man.
So it will be my first. I have not been inside. I've, you know, clearly driven past it. But I'm staying there for a little staycation while all my friends are on fancy beaches everywhere.
Well, isn't that
cool? The McLainers are humping it in Louisville. I told my kids, tell all your friends you're in L.A., Louisville area.
I used to use that all the time. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Going to L.A. for spring break, that's going to be fun. Well, if you're going to stay in L.A., you might as well stay at the Omni.
Yeah.
So you get a good staycation rate on that?
Yeah, it was the spring special. So one room, deluxe room, was $137.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So the rooftop pool, because you've been there, is that heated?
Well, I haven't been above the second floor.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay.
But I can tell you about the first floor. There's plenty of stuff to do and hang around. I did have a meal at the Neighborhood Specialties or some. It's got a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
Their basic breakfast, lunch, dinner thing. I've hung out in the library. I did an interview with their first employee in the library bar.
Yes.
Very cool.
Looks
place.
Swanky.
It's swanky.
So we're excited smells about the bowling swank. Alley. The bowling alley.
The speakeasy bowling alley.
The speakeasy. Yes. And so,
you know, the funny thing about that place is if you go around to the other side, the south side of the building, they got the old Fall City theater equipment sign that used to be on the garage over there.
Okay.
And that's sort of like the hush hush, that's how you get in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the speakeasy is not supposed to, the reason you have a speakeasy is so you don't have to put up a sign.
Yeah.
I think that's the big big differentiator.
The big mystery.
But they do have bowling alley in there, so
Well, that's where you'll find me. Okay. Bowling and
poor Locke.
Locke's not going because he's laid up with his injury. But it's a bunch of moms, cool moms, and their kiddos, all 12-year-olds, and we're just gonna. Wow. I don't even know. Do you think we'll need to leave the hotel, or is there enough to do, to eat, drink, and see for a day night?
Yeah, I think you could stay there. I mean, you might
wander
out
around Nulu, maybe.
Yeah,
we'll just
places
just gonna,
you can walk to.
We're gonna play it by ear.
Can cruise over to 4th Street Live from there.
Could cruise over. Yep. Although I'm saving that for the taco festival.
Oh, yeah. Well, $3 tacos at 4th Street Live. That's the big special they've got coming up. You can see it on the Eat Drink Talk website. The taco festival is April the, what is it?
12th, 20th?
No.
Help me out, 18th?
It is.
Look at
on
me,
the
I'm like.
14th and 15th.
Okay, good. April 14th and 15th, taco festival, 4th Street Live.
Bunch
which,
of
by the
tequila
way,
tequila drinking going on over there.
Oh, are we going to drink tequila when we go, or are we going to do the family friendly thing?
No, I think tequila is required.
Tequila is required. Okay, so. Well, my kids are going to be jelly because they like tacos.
Okay, well, that's in a couple weeks at 4th Street Live, where there's always stuff going on.
Yeah, so, and 4th Street really cool. Live, by the way, is going to be a supporter of Eat Drink Talk.
That's right.
We're
not accidentally saying nice things about them. We really feel that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're our first sponsor. So
they are.
Bully. That's really great.
Okay, cool.
I'm really excited about that. Okay, the big news. You know, I'm on this new diet, health, exercise, nutrition.
I know you're deal. On a huge wellness kick.
And there's a place I can't wait to go to called Lewberry, just opened downtown in New Lou. You know about that?
I know that you are already seeming to be a fan of the name.
I like the name, and I thank you for helping me learn how to pronounce acai.
Acai, acai bowl,
which is a special extra healthy food that is all the rage. You know, you got a story about having an acai bowl.
Yes.
Somewhere.
So I was in New Jersey. And my cousin Marcy said, forget the eggs. We're going to go get an acai bowl. And I said, a what? You know, I'm in New Jersey. I want to eat some food. What is that thing? She said, it's this like, it's fresh fruit. Then they like squeeze in the super fruit paste pack, and then they blend it all up with soy milk, and they top it with granola, and then you can pick your other toppings, almost like a yogurt bar. You know, it could be peanut butter. It could be a little chocolate. Mm. It could be some chai seeds, and then it's delicious and healthy.
Wow.
So I reluctantly wanted to see and taste hers first, because it was not sounding like something Carolyn Gade and McLean eats for breakfast. And then it really was delicious.
Well,
it really is healthy,
I mean,
too.
It honestly sounds good. I've been on my new diet thing for 3 weeks now, and I've learned to, I've divorced myself from pizza and pasta and potatoes and white stuff and bourbon. It's been very, it hasn't really been that difficult, but I can't wait to go to a place like this. I mean, I'm really genuinely excited about that.
Yeah, it's a good, it's tasty too, and you can pick the fruits that you like.
So my thing is, every week I take my son Luke, who's 20, to lunch. And last week we went to N-Wave, which I was really curious about the sign out there in Middletown. Out, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's advertised itself, health food, health.
Right.
So we went in.
It's vegan too, isn't it? Or vegetarian?
I think you can. Yeah. There are vegan options. It's not 100%. But I had a bowl of stuff out there. It was pretty good.
A bowl of stuff.
Just throw it all in there.
Yeah.
You get to pick like three veggies, and you get like a base of brown rice. And I mean, they got some other things. They got like flatbreads and some things. I mean, I don't know. It seems like it's not being promoted very well, but it seems like a pretty cool cool concept. I don't know that there'll be 10 of them in Louisville anytime soon, but
I will always try anything one time. And that's like my dad there always made me take a bite of everything. You could, just one bite, he'd always say.
That's so what you got to do.
I
and
still
it took
do
me
that.
A long time, because I was a picky eater as a kid, but now I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewberry, I can't wait to get down there and try that, because that's kind of a cool sounding thing, a cool thing in New Lou.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in front of a place. I did a story about the Airbnb homes owned by Holly McKnight.
Mm-hmm.
They're right down there. And this place was under construction then, and it's going to be cool. Somebody, I think, from California started.
Yeah, well, that I think it started on the West Coast. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, last thing, let's talk. I happen to go on a bourbon tour. You been on a bourbon tour lately?
I have never been on a, an organized route.
Wow.
Never. So is this your first?
You
or
never
have you
stood
been
around a sour mash pit and put your finger in there? To see
I've,
what it
I've done that.
Okay.
But
okay.
It was just when I was doing stories and interviewing people, and I just remember the smell was, I'm just going to be honest, atrocious.
Yeah, it's not good.
It
like
is a
bourbon.
Yeah.
Well, I had an occasion to go. I was so busy last week. I went to Maker's Mark with a group, and it was pretty cool. They made it interesting. I cannot believe when you hear the stories about tourism booming because of bourbon tours.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this was like a Thursday morning, and there were like four or five tours going around the grounds while we were standing there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
And I learned something new, as I always do when I go on these, because I'd been to Maker's before. You know what the difference is between Maker's and Maker's 46?
No.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Well, Maker's 46 is Maker's, and they when they bring it out of the barrel, instead of bottling it right away, they put it in a barrel with these wood staves in it, the flavoring staves.
Okay.
And there's 10 of them, and Bill Samuels Jr., the famous patriarch who retired recently, had his recipe for the staves. And they did that. So it goes 9 weeks into the staves, into the barrel with the staves. And when they pour that out, it's flavored a little bit. And the way these things are flavored, and that's what 46 is.
Mm. Which do you like better?
I kind of like the 46. I like the flavor.
Okay.
But we just had little sips.
Yeah, little tiny, tiny sippies.
Bourbon's not on my diet, so I didn't have much.
I know. And that was your drink of choice, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, he says.
It was. It was my drink of choice.
Are you missing it?
I'm missing it a little bit.
Are you? Do you miss it at night? That's kind
of... Yeah.
Yeah, when you settle in.
Drinking
and
vodka and, you know, vodka, it's okay. I'm
learning. Well, it's low-cal. That's why you're on it. But it's
right.
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's sort of a summary of what we're going to be talking about here. I think the only thing I didn't mention, I want to talk a little more about the wheel.
Okay, yeah, because you did that wheel on date night.
Yeah, we kind of went down there.
The wheel,
and
the
went
giant
up there.
Wheel.
It was drizzling rain. I got some pictures. It's cool. It's really slow. You know, they were. You know, it's a Ferris wheel, so mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. But I think it's an attraction. They had a lot of people down there. We had to wait like 40 minutes to get on.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a hit. I think there's going to be a lot of people doing that.
Well, you know, the day that you went at night, you went
yes.
Friday night or Saturday?
Saturday night.
Okay, so you had interviewed the fella that
yeah.
brought the wheel
Todd
here.
Schneider.
Yeah, so it was top of mind for me. And then I drove past it, and I said, wait, he's going to ride it tonight? They had only put on the third car.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it took like 48 hours to put it all up.
Yeah.
And it's only going to be here 5 weeks, folks. So you got to get down there, $15 to go on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of worth it. A lot of young people, a lot of people on dates, a lot of groups.
So was it comfortable? Because I remember him saying it's air conditioned.
Yeah,
or
you know,
Paula's
scared of heights and stuff. So she was a little freaked. But
right.
She got past it. We went around.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me rock it, you know.
That's
what I wanted to do.
Torture for people that are afraid of heights and on a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, you know all about that. So.
But, you know, I'm afraid of heights, too. I don't know if I ever told you that. You probably didn't know that because I ride a lot of big rides and, you know, roller coasters. But my hands sweat profusely in anticipation
wow.
of what I'm about to do. And I've never been able to shake it. I try and conquer my fear. And then people say, aren't you so glad you did it? And sometimes the answer is yes. And sometimes the answer is no, to be honest.
My life would have been better had I not done it.
So I understand her fear, albeit it may be irrational, but I understand it.
That's funny. Many, many years ago, I did a story on Ed Hart, you know, mm-hmm. who started Kentucky Kingdom and
yeah.
all that. We took a big picture of him up on the Chang roller coaster. And I asked him, and he said, no, I don't ride. Are mm-hmm. you crazy? I don't ride that stuff.
Yeah, some you know, people are total coaster enthusiasts that are in the amusement park industry, and some are just not interested in riding that anymore. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Carolyn. Well, that is what our show is about.
Yes.
We've made it so quickly to the end of our first E-Drink Talk together.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
It was good for me. Was it good for you?
It was so good for me, Rick. No, I think we're going to have a blast, you know, get a few shows under our belt, and we'll get rocking and rolling here.
That's right. If you want to get in touch with us, learn more about the show, we've got all the social media you could throw a stick at. There is Eat Drink Talk Lou is our Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page, Eat yeah. Drink Talk Louisville, and we have a great website, eatdrinktalk.net, which always has up-to-date things on it, including a brand new cool calendar.
And we're also on iTunes and Stitcher.
That's right. If you want to listen
now,
to the podcast.
Now, how do people talk to us if they want to tell us we're a bunch of assholes or something? Like, well, what do they? How do they find us?
Well, they stake themselves out outside our house, I think. is what they do. But they can, the best way is, I think, both of us on Facebook, our real sites.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk to people and friend people.
Okay.
Mine is just Rick Redding. Yours is
Carolyn McLean. Yeah, you can PM me.
So if you're listening and you want to go through the trouble of getting in touch with us, we'd love for you to suggest a guest, suggest a restaurant that we go to, invite us for something free.
Or tell us something you loved or hated.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We're trying to keep our ears to the ground.
Right.
And,
we need Louisvillians and folks in Indiana to be our eyes and ears.
Want some uniquely Louisville experiences, and we want to go out and experience them.
Mm-hmm.
So
invite us to your party. We'll eat your food, drink your drink, and talk about you on the air.
We sound kind of needy, but that's okay.
We're not needy.
We're going to have fun doing it.
We are so not needy.
There you go. So,
although anyway. I did invite myself to Pink, now that I'm thinking. Yeah. Maybe I am needy and in denial.
You invited yourself to Pink. That's really good.
Aww.
So, all right. Well, Carolyn, if you don't have any final words, we'll wrap up the show.
Yeah, no, just glad to get it started.
All right, we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk.
See ya.
Catch up on the city's restaurant scene every day by visiting eatdrinktalk.net. Yum, yum.